The 125th Psalm this morning. We sure do appreciate the Lord. 125th Psalm. The Bible says in verse number 1, He said, that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteousness, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. But do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, this morning, if God will be my help. I start to say tonight, this morning, if God will be my help, on where freedom reigns. Where freedom reigns. As we look at this today and we see it, and the Bible begins to speak to us, and He says, they that trust in the Lord. Now, I want to just emphasize that today, that we've got to have trust the Lord. We have to trust. You have to trust. We must trust the Lord. Amen. We're living a day in an era and things is getting more complicated and more diverse and more out of control, I guess you might say, by the day. But we serve a God, and if we're going to ever trust Him, it's time to trust Him now. Now, what does that mean? That means that we have faith in Him. There's not a whole lot of stuff in this world that you can have faith in now. It seems like it's constantly changing, and it's not necessarily going for the better, but seems to be going to the darker side. But there's a God of heaven that He's promised He'll turn the light on for us if we'll let Him. So we see the Lord, He's saying that we will, He said, they that trust the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. So we see what this says, and we see what today what this means to just trust the Lord. Now, number one, it means to be to have security in the Lord. Amen. A security as in Mount Zion. Now, Mount Zion is, of course, you know, is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is that high and holy place. It's where God meets with His people. The Bible teaches us that Jerusalem is the center of the earth. That's where God designed to be. That's where God established His righteousness. That's where God comes down and He meets with people. You say, well, preacher, what about here? God's a sovereign God. He's everywhere. Praise God. And He offers that same godliness to us. That's not in Jerusalem. I thank God for that, don't you? I'm glad I don't have to go there to worship. He said, those that are worship now are going to worship Him in spirit and truth. I'm glad I can worship in the spirit. I'm glad I can feel what I have this morning. And the Spirit of God moves through us, moves through this place. That's why it's important that we gather together in His house. That's why we gather together to be encouraged, encouragers each other, lifting up the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praising Him for all His goodness and His mercy and His love. It's just trusting in the Lord, of expecting Him to do great and mighty things for us, because sometimes, I'll just be honest with you, He's the only one that can. Amen. There's a lot of times, praise God, we can ask people for help, and they know that we need help, but there's a lot of times that there's the only one that can do for us, and that's the Lord. So He gives us that security. He gives us that place. Now that place, Jerusalem, it's the top, it's as high up as you can get. Amen. I will say, if we're going to get help, we're going to have to go to higher places. And we can look for help. We can look for help all around us, and we'll not find us down here low. He said, but when we get up to high and holy place, we'll find God. Jerusalem is a high and holy place. It's a place where God meets with people, where God, His presence is known, and His presence is real. Now, the Bible teaches here in the Word of God, verse 2, He said that high and holy place, Jerusalem, He said it's surrounded by mountains. I want to say, when you go to Jerusalem, the only way you can get there is to go up. It don't matter if you come in from the north, south, east, or west, Brother Bill, you have to climb up to get to Jerusalem. Amen. It's on top of a mountain. There's a mountain. And He said there's mountains surrounding it. Amen. I remember when we went over there, we was climbing up, and it seems like in life sometimes that we have mountains that we have to climb. We have mountains that we have to traverse to try to get to the top. I praise God that one day, glory be to God, that we'll be with the Lord in a high and a holy place called heaven, that place that He's going to prepare for those that prepared for that place. He said, you believe in God, but believe also in Me. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye shall be. Praise God. I'm glad to praise God. God done that for us. He's offered us a higher place. I praise God to live. I praise the Lord. We can begin to live there right now in Jesus Christ our Savior, looking for the glorious day of His appearing when He says, come up hither. When He calls us home, praise God. We'll lose gravitation. We'll take a plane air ride and go out of here one day in a little while and go into His presence. I told them Wednesday night, glory, hallelujah. God said that if we'll just trust and believe Him, that we'll not see death. Amen. Praise God. He said He'd snatch you out of here so quick, praise God, you won't even be able to see it. We'll go to sleep over here and wake up, glory, and in the next blink of an eye, we'll be seeing Jesus. Amen, glory, hallelujah, ain't that a thing? Amen, praise God, bless His holy name. We trust in the Lord. He said those that trust the Lord said He's going to raise them up. He said that place, Jerusalem, that high mountain, praise God, a place of security in the Lord. As we was over there a few years ago, Brother Robert, Jerusalem is on a mountain. It's on a mountaintop. And as we climbed up and we come up out of the desert and come up out of the from the Dead Sea, and we climbed that mountain, and that bus was a groaning as it come up that mountain. And as before we got into Jerusalem, there's a long tunnel that we went into, and we started up through that long tunnel. That kind of reminds me of the life that we live here on earth. Sometimes it seems like a long tunnel. Sometimes they just a little spat of a light here and there. Praise God as you travel through that tunnel of life. But praise God, I'm glad. I say I'm glad that you can see that light at the end of the tunnel. I want to say that light is none other than Jesus Christ our Savior. He's got the light on for us. He's better than Motel 6, praise God. He turns it on and He leaves it on. I'll never forget, we climbed up out of that mountain and went through that tunnel. And as we went through there, praise God, you could see that light in the tunnel, and it began to get bigger and bigger. And when we come out on the other side, Brother Robert, we was looking at the city of Jerusalem. Praise be to God. I will listen. Hey, listen, folks. We may go through darkness here and hard times, but praise God, one of these days we're going to come out on the other side, and we'll be looking at the marvelous city of God. Amen. Amen. That's the hope we have in Him. Praise His holy name. You say, what's so significant about that? That mighty city of God is an impenetrable a fortress of God Almighty. It was one that was built upon a mountain with mountains around it. They was only one way to get to it, and that's all up. Praise God, there's no way to overcome the mountain without God's help. Amen. Praise God, that impenetrable fortress that God set up, amen, for His glory, a place where we can come and be secure, a place that we can come and hide out in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, we may live a life. It's a long and dangerous journey that we're traversing in this world, but praise God, there's hope at the end. Amen. You know, we get on these roads around here, and we'll take off. And some of our folks in church this week gone off on vacation. Some went to the coast, and some to the mountains, and here and there. And they get in that vehicle, and they take a trip. And I want to say, if you ain't careful, you hazard your life when you get behind the wheel. There's people out there crazy. There's people texting and talking. They ain't paying no attention to what they're doing. Amen. I won't say there's a God of heaven that's watch over us. He'll keep us. He'll protect us on our journey. It's journey called life. Praise God, because He's got a place for us. He'll bring us out on the other side, and we can just shout and praise Him. Hey, we ought to shout and praise Him when we get there. We ought to shout and praise Him while we're going. And we ought to ask Him to watch over us while we start to take the trip. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's so good to us. But we have that long, dangerous journey that God gives us, praise God, that heavenly Zion, praise God, that He's made for you and mine, that place of security, that place that's safe. Amen. 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 I want to say, there's a place that's safe, they brother, be on the Lord. Amen. That's the only place of safety we have. Amen. Hey, there's all kind of stuff that can creep up on us in this old body, in this old world that we live in. But praise God, I'm glad there's a place that's safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That heavenly Zion, praise God, that we can come to, that we can look to, that we can expect when the journey's over. Amen. Some of you looking at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. You never thought about that? Amen. Praise God. There's a place of safety. There's a place of security, praise God, that God has made us. that heavenly Zion, that place, that type of Jerusalem, praise God. It's a type of the mountain where we come and come in, praise God, and come in safety, come in security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To trust in Him means to have to trust in the security that God has for us. Amen. Not only to trust in Him means that gives us that security, but it also gives us stability. If there's ever been a time that we need stability, it's in the world that we have. We need a stable place. Our families, our people need a stable place. We need a place that's solid. Amen. We don't need some wishy-washy place, praise God. We need a place that's solid. We need a place that's stable. We need a place that's established in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what's happened in the world today? You know why our families, our children, people's gone in all different directions? Because they didn't have stability. Amen? If we don't have stability, praise God, we're building on shifting sands. Amen. But praise God, we need stability in the Lord. We need that secure place to be a stable place for you and I, where we can build our families, praise God. We can raise our children. Look at stability. Look at the world that we live in today. You know, preacher, I just don't understand what's wrong. I'll tell you what's wrong. There's no stability. Amen. There's nothing stable about it. Everybody's going around about their own pernicious ways, doing their own thing and forgetting God. Hello? We hardly ever think about Him. We don't mention. We get together and we don't advertise the Lord and how good He is. Amen. Shame on us. And we're losing our stability. Amen. If we've got security, praise God, we ought to want to give it away. We've got a place, a safe place that we can go. We ought to want to have people there in the safe place with us. At heavenly Zion, praise God, where we can come before God Almighty and see His blessings upon us. Praise His holy name. That mountain, praise God, with mountains around about, that holy Jerusalem, praise God, where we can come into the presence of God. I don't know about you, I like it around Him. Amen, praise God. And He likes it when we get close to Him. When we desire Him. Brother Robertson said this morning, praise God, when we seek Him early, we'll find Him. Amen, He'll show up, praise God. He shows up, He shows out. Amen, God's too big not for us to be able to see Him. But He comes in, praise God, He comes into our heart, He overflows us like a flood, praise God, and He comes in, He sets up His abode with us, and He helps us, praise the Lord. Gives us encouragement from the throne of grace. Why? Because He knows that we need stability. We need to be encouraged, our children, to offer some stability, and that's only in the Lord. Amen. The Lord makes a stable place. The Lord gives a safe place, a secure place. A heavenly Zion, praise God, that we can build, amen, upon a solid foundation and not upon the shifting sands of this world. Amen. To trust in the Lord is to have security. To trust in the Lord is to have stability. To trust in the Lord is to have a sovereignty that's over us. A sovereign God, praise God, that's there to help us. Now He said there's a lot of folks today that want to rise up and be our potentate. There's a lot of people today that would like to hold a scepter. The Bible says in verse 3, it says, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. The lot of the wicked. He's talking about the scepter of a tyrant. That rod is resemblance of the scepter. He said a scepter of a tyrant. Those that want to say that they have power and authority, I want to say nobody have power and authority unless God gives it to them. Amen. I want to say the ultimate personal power and authority is God Almighty. Amen. He is our God. He is that absolute power and authority. Ought to be the power and authority of our life. He said there's some that rise up and they want to say that they've got the power, that they hold the scepter. But I want to say there's one that's in control. There's one that has the power. There's one that has the authority. And it's Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God. He speaks to us through the Holy Ghost of God. He gives us that we need. Amen. And He tells us in His Word here that those tyrants will raise up, those that want to grab authority, want to hold on to authority. He said, but praise God, He said it will not last. Amen. Yeah, preacher, while I want said, it looks like it's getting pretty well rooted in America. Yeah, they think so. But I'm telling you, one day in a little while, praise God, there's going to be a sovereign God that's going to come and rule, and He'll have a rod, and He'll rule with a rod of iron. Praise God, what He says will go. They won't argue with Him. Whatever He says will be law. Amen. And His name is Jesus. He come the first time as a lamb for the slaughter. He was abused and ridiculed. He was put down and mocked. He was smitten, stricken of God, praise God. But I'm telling you, when he comes again, he's going to come, praise God, to rule with the rod of iron. He's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to take his place, all the place that he deserves to be, on the throne of David. And he's going to rule from Jerusalem. Praise be to God. And what a ruling it's going to be. What a time it's going to be when he takes up his abode on the mountain, on the mountaintop. Praise God, to have his authority run down all over the world. Amen. He's nobody going to rise up against him and say, well, you know, Lord, I think we're going to do it this way. He said, no, I don't think so. Amen. Praise God. He said, you're going to do it the way I say. Amen. He said, you're going to do it the way it'll bring glory to my Father. Praise God. He said, hey, he's going to rule and reign. He puts down all his enemies. They become his footstool. And then he's going to turn it over to the Father. He said, here you go. Praise God, the way it ought to be. Yeah. Amen. I think it'd be good if we could just get there now. Don't wait. I'm talking about when freedom reigns, praise God, it's going to reign all over the world. We ain't there yet. Amen. We live in the greatest, I still believe we live in the greatest nation in the world. But they're trying to take away our freedoms. Amen. But praise God, I'm going to say there's a God of heaven's coming one day, and he's going to give us freedom back, freedom to worship, freedom to praise God the way he deserves to be praised. Praise God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Hallelujah to his name. What a God we serve. Praise God. We're just shout and praise him now while we can. It won't be long. Praise God. He's going to come get us. But he said the lot of the righteous. Amen. And now notice what he says right here in verse number 3. He said, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Now he's what he's talking about. He's talking about the habitation of good men. He said, where we seek to thrive and do good. You know what the devil do? He'd like to snatch the rug out from under us. Amen. That's what he'd like to do. He'd like to snatch the rug out of it. He'd like to get us non-content. He'd like to get make us impatient. He'd like to get us into a place of despair. He'd like to get us to a place where we just throw up our hands and say, well, what's the use? I want to say, praise God, these lives have weighed and found guilty in the balance, and they need to be saved by God's marvelous grace before it's eternally too late. And it's time for the church. I said it's time for the church to come together in the love of God. Amen. Ask God Almighty to touch our hearts. I said our hearts. That's where it's going to start, in your heart and mine, when we put aside all this old strife and bickering of this world and come together and say, oh God, would you just help me? Yeah. Amen. Want to be a light, praise God, in the darkness. Amen. Press on for the cause of Christ. It's not about you. It's not about me, but it's about God Almighty and what he'd like to have. He'd like to see us praise him and worship him in the house of God, in your house, in my house, in the White House, and the house down the road, God praising and God, glorifying his name. Thanking him for all that he does. God's made it. Even though the world is wicked as the devil itself, they think they have the scepter. They're tyrants trying to take power and control, trying to be in authority over us. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's really in charge. Amen. Praise God. He said the righteous can't give in. And we certainly can't give up. Amen. There's too much at stake. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nowhere to quit, Yuggins. We just have to press on for a righteous living. Praise God for a righteous God who give us a righteous life in his blessed Son. Amen. To trust in the Lord. Amen. Is to realize the sovereignty of an almighty God. To trust in the Lord means a sanctifying God. A power of sanctification, praise God. It's a prayer that we have. He gives us that prayer in verse number 4. He said, do good, O Lord, unto these that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. I wonder sometimes why God don't bless us like he'd like to. Amen? I tell you what it is, our hearts ain't right. If we get our hearts right, if you get your heart right, God bless you. Amen? Praise God. God can't bless a heart that ain't right. God wants to bless us this morning, praise God, but we got to have a heart that's true to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got to be true. You say, preacher, how do we do that? By having faith in the Lord. By walking in faith, trusting him, praise God, to lead us and guide us and show us the way. Amen. My way don't make no difference. Amen. It's God. It's what God wants, praise God, for me. What God wants for you. It's what God wants for us. What God wants for a nation, praise God. That's what makes a difference. That we might do everything that we do for His glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't want you to mention my name in nothing. I mean, I want to mention the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to see what God's doing today, in the day and hour that we live. Amen. That He might be glorified in our walk. And it's sanctifying. It's when God uses, praise God, it's a prayer that they pray. Say, Lord, just bless us and give us that we need to walk with You in faith. Trust in You. We need Him more than we ever have. Amen. We need the Lord more right now than we ever have. And He promised He'd be there for us, said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He would be there. You say, preacher, why? Because it helps us to avoid those dangerous detours in life. If we ain't careful, praise God, the old devil will take us on a detour. The devil likes to take us on the scenic route, so we can't see the truth about what's going on. Amen. But God, Lord wants to take us the direct route, praise, take us to the Father's house and direct us from there. Give us the hope that we need, praise God. Where there's freedom, and where freedom reigns, praise God, in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. That's what it means, praise God, to sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason the hope's in you with meekness and fear, praise God. Amen. That's what Peter said, wasn't it? Amen. Be ready. Amen. Praise God. Just to glorify God in our hearts, lifting up the name of Jesus. It means that we trust in Him, praise God, and that He'd lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. That we wouldn't be distracted. You know, the devil's really good at distraction.
Amen.
Amen. He'll distract us. He'll distract us in every way. Little old piddly things He'll put in the way to distract us, to take our mind, our focus off of worshiping the Lord and giving God glory. Amen. To get us to bickering and fussing and fighting amongst ourselves so He can come in and have a heyday. Praise God, we oughtn't to give room for the devil. The Bible says we need to stay close to God. We need to stay so close, praise God, that the devil can't get in. Because if he gets an inch, praise God, he'll take a mile. Amen. Well, we got to love each other, help each other, encourage each other. Trust in the Lord and stay on the righteous path. Path that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise God. Where God can use us. So God's made you safe in Him. He said, so what we do is we submit ourselves to Him. Amen. Submission is where submission leads us to a place of, when you go into submission, leads you to a place of separation. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. When we realize that everything we got to try to do, we got to try to do for God's glory. Amen. We got to do for His glory, that God Almighty can use it. Think about that. Submission unto separation so that God can use us. In other words, what God, so that God can begin to change us and to mold us and make us to where, praise God, everything that we do, we're thinking about giving God the glory and praise. We forget about self, forget about who we are, but we remember who He is. Every day, we have to start afresh and anew, praise God. It's about Him and what we're going to do for Him. Listen, young, if we're going to do anything, we better do it now. What are we waiting for? Amen. We need to be, Jesus said, I got to do it about the Father's business. He said, I need to do it while it's today, before it's too late. Praise God. We need to be doing today. Submission unto the Lord. Separation, a change that takes place. Has that change took place in your life? Hello? I was talking to a dear sister. Yes, she's talking about change that took place in her life, and she knew it. Amen. Praise God. It automatically, soon as the Holy Ghost of God dealt with her heart and she got saved, change took place in her life. That's salvation. That's the way it ought to be. But as Brother Bill used to always say, if there's not a change, ain't a chance. Something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart, praise God. He won't let you continue in your own pernicious ways. The righteousness of God. The freedom will reign, praise God, in your heart. You have freedom to worship, freedom to love, freedom to communicate with God and be communicated with in the presence of the Lord. He makes that possible, praise God. We have a submission, we're safe, and we have a submission, we have a separation, praise God, and we have a faith that works in the Lord. James chapter 2 and verse 20, he said, faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. He said, what we need is faith that works. For when we put our faith and trust in the Lord, and we seek Him and Him, praise God, His way and His desires for us, that we might accomplish what He'd have us to do, not about what we'd like. Amen. Hey, listen, if it was up to me, there's a whole lot of different directions I could go. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that leads me and shows me the way, His way. And I just want to go in the way that's pleasing to God. Amen. You know, sometimes a way that's pleasing God ain't pleasing everybody else. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven that's pleased with us when we try to do the best we can for His glory. Amen. He helps us. Why? Because where freedom reigns, praise God, there's liberty. Where freedom reigns, we can know that what we're doing is for God's glory. And we pray and we seek His face and we know that God hears us. And you know if He hears us that we have the petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. I want to ask Him. I want Him to touch the hearts and lives of our people. But we got to pray. It breaks my heart. I was talking to somebody yesterday and it breaks my heart because I wonder within myself, we pray for people that's lost all the time. And the Bible, Jesus says several times, He said, be it according to your faith. I wonder how people make it without any faith. What can they receive without faith? That's why we have to have faith in the Lord. That's why freedom needs to reign in our lives so we, through our faith, praise God, we can pray and bombard the portals of glory for those that are unbelievers, those that are not saved, that God Almighty will get tired of hearing you and He'll get tired of hearing me. And because He loves you so much, because He cares for you so much, that He'll touch their heart one more time, they might be saved. It's my heart's desire that He'd touch our people one more, yours and mine, ours, that'll touch them one more time where freedom will reign in their hearts and they can be free to rejoice and praise and give God glory in their lives. Amen. Praise the Lord that they can see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, that Christ in you and me that makes the difference. Our light will shine. But you know, I think sometimes we get so caught up in murmuring and complaining. Our folks see it. Yeah, you say, well, preacher, they're not paying no attention. Oh, yes, they are. They see everything you do. They hear everything we say. Amen. And if we say something negative around them, the devil's going to multiply that 10 times, tenfold. Amen. He'll never magnify the good things of God. He'll never magnify the praises and the glory and the worship. The devil won't. But glory, hallelujah, God can. Amen. I think I'll just do what I do for God's sake, for glory of God. That He might be, that God might use us. Praise God, even for His glory. He says that he said, a time coming, we get discouraged and we get dissuaded. And so we turn to go in different directions. But God says He's going to lead us and guide us along. Even when we're going in the wrong direction, he'll bring us out. And He said, even the saving of Israel, saving God's people, saving the faithful, said He'll call us out. I'm glad He calls us out, ain't you? I'm glad He calls us out because we're His children and He's our Heavenly Father. And He calls us out and He says, hold on a minute. What are you doing? Amen. The Bible says you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. Said it's time to love your neighbor. Amen. Time to give God the glory because of what He's able to do in your heart. Where freedom reigns is in the heart of God's people. And He reigns from a mountaintop. He reigns from a high and a holy place where He alone makes the difference. But I'm glad He can take old sinners like us and use us to make a difference, ain't you? Praise God even for His glory because freedom can reign. Where God has liberty. Amen. I thank God for a place in our hearts where God can have liberty today. We need to seek a place in our heart today where God Almighty, God of heaven, the God of the mountain, the God of the holy city can have liberty in our lives. Praise God. That makes all the difference in the world. To me and you and to the God of glory, the God of heaven. Amen. He moves in our lives. The psalmist said, praise God, He does that for you, that there'll be peace at the end of the way. I'm looking for peace, ain't you? Amen. There's enough heartache in this old world to go around and in some. But I'm looking for peace down in the valley and peace on the mountain. with God of heaven. Bless His holy name. What about you? Where freedom reigns. Does freedom reign in your heart this morning? Freedom to worship God and give Him praise in the good and the bad? When situations ain't what you'd like for them to be, but yet you know God is still sovereign. That you still have a secure place in Him. That they still a sanctifying God that's bringing you up and moving you out, moving you on for His glory. Listen, when we get to think about that, you know, we ought to realize that they ain't none of us home yet. They ain't none of us in heaven yet. And they ain't none of us, no matter how much you think so, ain't none of us perfect yet. But we're still serving a perfect Savior. I believe that with all my heart, praise God. And He's a delivering God. He'll deliver on His promise that one day, praise God, Brother Nick, He'll deliver us safe over to Him, unto Himself, without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. God will clean us up and bring us home. Praise His holy name.